The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to the Todd Starn Show, sponsored by Legacy Precious Metals. There's never been a better time to invest in precious metals. Visit LegacyPMInvestments.com. That's LegacyPMInvestments.com.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us, that's right, I love this American ride.
And hello, America. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are broadcasting border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. And wow, do we have a great show for you today. Hope you had a great weekend. All I can tell you is we finally got rain. It's after months and months of drought and pestilence. We finally have rain in the Memphis area, so we're very happy today. Hey, write down our telephone number. You will need this if you plan on calling the program today. 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Now, a couple of big stories, and the jumping off point today is something I wrote about in my book, Culture Jihad, How to Stop the Left from Killing a Nation. Now, when the book originally came out, there was all sorts of blowback from conservatives. Now, at the time, I didn't really understand that the blowback was coming from what we would now know as the woke conservatives, the woke Republicans. So actual true conservatives, they understood the book. They understood that our culture was literally under attack from the left. And long before people were talking about cancel culture, I wrote about this in 2019 in my book, Culture Jihad. And I warned people in the book that we would be approaching a day when people of faith, when good-hearted people who believe that, for example, marriage is between a man and a woman, that those kinds of people would be persecuted. And even a lot of these woke evangelicals who turned out to be the Never Trump Christian crowd, they were among some of the fiercest critics, fiercest opponents of my book. And they said I was blowing things out of proportion. It was just a load of hooey. It was hyperbole, that there was no way ever in American history or even world history that people of the Christian faith could be persecuted because of their religious beliefs on marriage. Now, I say this because we have a cacophony of LGBT-related stories to share with you to kick off the show. And they're pretty horrific. We're going to start in Seattle, Washington, Seattle Pacific University. It is a university that is a part of the Free Methodist denomination. To be honest, I'm not all that familiar with the Free Methodist. I know the United Methodist are going through all sorts of turmoil over the LGBT nonsense. But Seattle Pacific University, affiliated with the Free Methodist, and the Free Methodist are very conservative on issues regarding marriage and sex, and they follow the Bible's teachings on those issues. Now, this has caused a lot of chaos and controversy over the past couple of months. You've had students that are now raising concerns, and they're accusing the university of being discriminatory. Now, the university, they don't hire people who are engaged in LGBT relationships. They say that goes against their teachings. Now, again, it just seems to me that if you are a pure-hearted person, and let's just say that you're a gay person, and you're going to go and you're going to apply for a job. You want to be a professor, and you realize, oh, wait a second, Seattle Pacific University, they don't allow gays to teach. It seems to me at that point you would want to go and find a job where they would embrace you, where that sort of thing is permissible. The same thing for a student. It would be like this. Let's just say that, Todd Starnes back in the day wanted to go to a vegan university. In other words, a university where they did not serve meat. And one day I get upset because there are not cheeseburgers on the menu. Well, whose fault is that? Well, it would be my fault. I should have gone to a university that serves hamburgers. And the same thing should apply here. These people have a set of beliefs, and they're following those beliefs. What's the big deal? May I just suggest something here? The fact that all of these kids are now outraged, there was not outrage in years prior. You know why? Because these kids are coming out of a public school system that has been radicalized. I mean, you've got predators now walking the hallways of these schools disguised as teachers. They're not teaching the kids how to read and write. They're confusing them about their pronouns. They're teaching them how to have gay sex. They're teaching. I mean, it's just unbelievable what they're teaching these kids. And again, this is happening, and these are your tax dollars being used to propagate all of this. So this is why a lot of these Christian universities are now facing this problem, this dilemma of these young students that are protesting long-held, long-cherished beliefs. So now we get word that the Attorney General of the state of Washington has officially filed an investigation. And we have the story up on ToddStarnes.com. This is insane. Because now you have the state of Washington investigating a Christian university because of their religious beliefs. It's obscene. But this is what's happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is what's happening in America. And I told you it was going to happen. People laughed. People at Fox News Channel mocked me. They openly mocked me. And by the way, it was even the primetime lineup before Tucker Carlson became the Tucker Carlson he is now. His staff said, there's no way any of this stuff is true. Well, it turned out to be true. No need to apologize, Fox News. But at the end of the day, I knew what I was talking about. So here you have Seattle Pacific University, a Christian school. I want to read the quote from the Attorney General, a guy by the name of Bob Ferguson. You say, why does that name ring a bell? Why does Bob Ferguson's name ring a bell? He's the guy that went after the 78-year-old grandma who owned the flower shop. Remember Baron L. Stutzman? He actually, when he filed a lawsuit against her, he went after her personally as well as her business. So he wanted to make sure this woman was homeless and living in a shelter by the time he got finished with her. And by the way, what was her crime? What was the 78-year-old grandmother's crime? She declined to participate in a same-sex union. That was her crime. So anyway, the Washington State Attorney General, Bob Ferguson, is now going after Seattle Pacific University. And here's the quote. Seattle Pacific University admits that it refuses to hire gay faculty and staff. Boom. Investigation. What? Why do they need to waste all the taxpayer money on an investigation? Because I'm sure the folks at Seattle Pacific University would be willing to say, hey, no need to investigate. Guilty as charged. You see, Seattle Pacific University had a choice. They could either follow God's teachings on marriage or the government's. They chose God's. So if I were Seattle Pacific, I would, and they filed a lawsuit against the state, by the way. But honestly, I wouldn't have even bothered to do that. I would have just said, you know what? We're guilty as charged. If that means that we got to go to jail, where are the handcuffs? But they're going to fight it, and I say good for them. Good for them. That is story number one. Story number two. Now, this one takes place in, of all places, Texas. I don't know what the heck is going on in Texas. I have a theory, and I'll share that theory with you in just a moment. We have the story up at ToddStarnes.com. A 25-year-old man who identifies as a woman was kicked out of a cheerleading camp and was slapped with a criminal citation, a misdemeanor charge by police. Now, this involves a man named Avery Chanel Medlock. And this guy says that he's a woman or a girl, and he says he's transgender. The guy's huge. I mean, he's like big, like a linebacker wearing a miniskirt with pom-poms. That's who this guy is. So anyway, he got into it with one of the biological girls. And when I say girls, everybody else at the camp is underage. We're talking about young girls here, like 16, 17 years old. One of the girls, a 17-year-old, pointed out, rightfully so, that Mr. Medlock was, in fact, a man with man reproductive organs and that a man should not be on the girls' team. And that set this dude off. And there is video, and it is awful and terrible, and the words coming out of that man's mouth. The girls were so terrified, they locked themselves in a room. One of the girls called her father, and the father shows up. And I got to tell you, they should give this guy a medal for restraint. Because I suspect, like many of you, had that been my daughter, there would have been a come to Jesus meeting. And I can assure you that the transgender dude would not have had pom-poms by the end of that encounter. So anyway, they call the police, and the police come, and the big grown man here, the big hulking transgender man, says that he's the victim. And he actually told the girls that they should be adult enough to come out and confront him. The only adult in the room was the transgender man. So the police come, and then the guy confesses. This is what kills me. The guy confesses that he choked the girl, but he said he was just doing it in good-humored fun. Just good-natured fun. Is that what happens at cheerleading camp these days? And now he's accusing, and you know how this goes. So the guy's black, and so now he's accusing the father of using racist language and homophobic language. And the father posted an item on his Facebook page and says, hey, look, we didn't do any of that stuff. But here's what he asked. And this is a question we're going to ask our audience today. He says, I ask you, what would you have done when receiving a phone call at 1 o'clock in the morning from your daughter stating they had locked themselves in the room with other girls? And you can hear the guy, the video, the guy's calling them all the B word. I'd be terrified. If I was a girl underage at a cheerleading camp, by the way, the name of the college, and you need to be aware of this, Ranger College, Eastland County, Texas. I don't know what's going on at that school. So anyway, at one point in the video, Medlock says, if anyone has a problem, come address it to my face like an adult. Then she told the girls, the one that she choked, to, quote, man up and watch your back. Now, imagine you're a 16, 17-year-old girl, and you've got a 25-year-old man wearing a miniskirt that looks like a linebacker. You'd be terrified. Now, here's what I don't get. The guy was only charged with a misdemeanor, and he wasn't even arrested. They would just kicked him off the campus. I'd like to know why this man was not arrested. Felony charges. And what about this college? I want to meet the person who thought it was a good idea to let a 25-year-old grown man bunk with teenage girls. What does the guy did the guy say, "Well, you know what? Yeah, my birth certificate says I'm 25, but it also says I'm a man, and I'm not a man, and I'm not 25. I now identify as a 16-year-old girl." Is that what he did? This stuff is messed up, America. It is messed up. All right, that's only two of the four stories. Real quick, the other, and we're going to take a break here, but let me throw this in. Now you've got a member of the Carolina Courage who is not allowed to play because she refuses to bow down and pledge allegiance to the LGBT movement. What's up with that, Carolinas? What's going on there? All right, we got to take a break. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. What would you do if that was your kid, moms, dads, grandmas, grandpas, what would you do if your daughter called you at 1 o'clock in the morning and said there's a grown man in a miniskirt with pom-poms threatening to beat me up? 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. We're all feeling the pain at the pump and at the grocery store, too. The market is plunging, and Americans are living paycheck to paycheck. But even worse, seniors are struggling to survive. It's not time to panic, but it is time to act. My friends at AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, will help you save money on things like cell phone plans, travel, and restaurants. But AMAC does much more than offer senior discounts. Your membership will support their nonprofit AMAC Action, which takes the challenges against our Constitution and a free market straight to Capitol Hill. Joining is easy. Just go to amac.us/starns to start saving today. 2.3 million Americans have already joined AMAC, and you should too. AMAC cares about you and America, so save money and support conservative causes. Go to amac.us/starns. It's only $16 per year, and great news, anyone can join. Go to amac.us/starns. That's amac.us/starns. Welcome back, everybody. This is the Todd Stern's Radio Show. Jaylene Daniels, by the way, that's the name of the young lady over at the North Carolina Courage. That's the soccer team. She was sidelined for Friday's game. She refused to wear a gay pride-themed jersey. Daniels is an open Christian. She made headlines in 2017. She chose to withdraw from the U.S. soccer team. 2 weeks after it was announced that both teams, men's and women's, would be wearing rainbow jerseys in honor of Pride Month. The team says, we're disappointed with her choice. We respect her right to make that decision. No, she's not making the decision. They're the ones making the decision. Now, my understanding is that the Courage, they have a mascot. They have uniforms. Now, if the soccer team wants to change the uniform and the mascot, then why is that the fault of the players? Why should they be penalized? Anyway, seems to me the only person with courage on that team is Jaylene Daniels. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. David Wright, stand strong. This is so ridiculous. Christians, you got to stand tall. And it's true. I don't know if many people will. I mean, most of the big churches in America have been neutralized. They've got these woke preachers, and they don't want to touch anything that's controversial. Don't want to interfere with those tithes and offerings, if you know what I mean. Breitbart News has this story up. The headline, Los Angeles now ends citizenship requirement for government jobs. So let's just say that your name is Julio, and you came across the border from Guatemala. Well, guess what, Julio? Now you can get a job on the taxpayer dime. The Los Angeles County Board of Supervisors voted unanimously to allow non-citizens to work in government positions. Now, you might say that's a big deal, and it is a big deal. And Los Angeles says you still got to provide proof of citizenship. But Laura Logan says, guess what's happening down at the border? Cut number 11.
As you look around you, and you know what you have to remember is that they don't actually believe in citizenship. And now, when people come across the border illegally, I have this confirmed from Border Patrol agents who are actually physically doing this. They get given a Social Security number. They get assigned a Social Security number when they cross. I'm not sure how many of you are aware of that. And if you really want to know when the cheating starts, it's long before you get to the polls, right? I mean, think about it. It starts with the census. It starts with counting illegal immigrants in the census.
She's absolutely right. And who do you think those people are going to be voting for? The ones that are coming across the border, they're being given Social Security cards. You think they're going to be voting for the party that wants to make America great again? You think they're going to be voting for the party that wants to put America first? I don't think so, America. I think what we are watching in real time is how the Democrats plan on trying to steal another election. That's what I think is going on down there. All right, got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show. MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into an amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet set is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they're all on sale. For example, the queen size, normally $89.98, now only $39.98 with our listener promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. The Percale sheets are breathable, have a cool, crisp feel, and these come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so be sure to order now. Call 1-800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. That's 1-800-839-8506. Use the promo code STARNS, or go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show. ToddStearns.com is our website. You need to bookmark that, folks. We're going to have a story up in a little while about our next guest. He is the owner of an incredible diner in West Palm Beach. I think I've actually been to this diner before a time or two. City Diner. And the food was amazing. Next time I'm down at Mar-a-Lago, forget about having dinner at Mar-a-Lago, Grace Baker. I'm going to the City Diner again. There is a big controversy surrounding the diner and Congresswoman Lois Frankel, who is a Democrat, and she got really nasty with the owners of this diner. By the way, patriotic folks, one and all, and we're honored to have the owner of that diner on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Richard Klein. Richard, good to have you with us.
Thank you for having me, sir.
So, first of all, I hear nothing but great things about your diner, and I have to imagine you guys are doing some brisk business down there.
Sure, especially in the season. You know, the summertime now is a little off, but we're still doing very well.
Good stuff. Well, I'm glad to hear that. I want you to tell our listeners what happened when Democrat Florida Representative Lois Frankel dropped by.
Well, as you know, I hung up a young woman who's running for her as her opponent in the area here, and I support her. She's a conservative, as I am, and I put her picture up as you come in the door, and I support her, and I have that right as Americans. We're all Americans first. That's what I told Lois. But anyway, she came in. Well, actually, what happened was somebody came in. I guess it's one of her operatives came in, had lunch around 1 o'clock-ish. And then he came up to pay, and he saw the poster there of Deborah Deamy, who's running against Lois. And he questioned, why don't you like Lois? And I wasn't there. I was in the back, and my son was there, and my waitresses were there. And they said, the owner supports this woman for the candidacy. And she got started, when she saw this poster, she got a little, I guess, disturbed at what it said on there, retire Lois Frankel, you know, it was nothing insulting, nothing bad, but she didn't care for it. So she started to have a little bit of a meltdown to my waitress. And my waitress said, time out, I'm not the owner here, this is the owner. So she called me out in the back. So I came out to talk to Lois, which I know who Lois is. I've been serving her for quite a few years as our customer. With all due respect, I'll serve anybody, Democrat or Republican. Doesn't matter. Doesn't mean I have to agree with her, but, you know, I'll serve her with all due respect. But anyway, she called me out, and I confronted her. She said, what is this? And I said, well, I support this woman here, and trying to remember to my best ability. It's been about a month and a half now. So anyway, she kept going on and on. I said, ma'am, we're Americans first. I believe we are. And I have the right to vote and support whoever I choose. And she went ahead and said, yes, you do, Mr. Trump. I said, oh, okay, I guess you're upset. She started having a meltdown more and more. And she, as if you see the video, you'll see what I'm talking about. And then she went on and on and said, I'm never coming in here again. And I'm telling all my contacts not to come in here. And I said, ma'am, you don't have to be this way. We don't have to really hate each other just because we don't agree politically, you know. But, you know, there's no reasoning with her. So as you see in the video, she got angry and stormed out of the restaurant, very upset because I would not support her. I was supporting somebody else. So that kind of took me a little bit as a surprise, as we all know. And that's pretty much it, what happened.
Richard,
about a five-minute, ten-minute ordeal.
It's insane, but this is how a lot of these Democrats believe. It's their way or the highway. And to your point, you open up your establishment to everybody. I mean, you want to feed everybody.
And in my opinion, these aren't Democrats anymore, because my grandparents were Democrats. They were Truman Democrats, John F. Kennedy Democrats, if you will. And in today's world, they would be Republicans. Okay, these people now we're dealing with are Marxists. They're communists, and it's either their way or the highway. And we know what that's all about.
I know she got cut off, but it sounded like in that video that she was getting ready to threaten you in some way. But again, to your point, that's what the Marxists do.
Well, when you say I'm telling all my contacts never to come in here, I'm never coming in here, I don't know if you want to call that a threat, but, you know, she's trying to hurt me financially through business and contacts not coming in here to patronize me.
Yeah, they want to shut you down. I mean, that's what they do.
Well, what really concerned me, the whole thing, after I thought about it, was why is she so upset with Deborah Deamy, who hasn't even won the primary yet? Our primary is next, in about 23rd, I believe it is, of August. Okay? There's something about this girl, Deborah Deamy, that she's concerned with, because there's two other Republican candidates running against Deborah right now in the primary. And in my opinion, this is why I'm behind Deborah, because she's fifth generation. Her family is a prominent family here in town. They have a great concrete and construction company here. She's fifth generation. They're 100 years, almost 100 years in town. She's a true blue Floridian. She has 30 years of financial advising and fiduciary. So she really knows numbers and business. This is why I got behind her. And she's a true conservative, which is what I am and been since Ronald Reagan, because he was the first president that I voted for.
And of course, she's also
case,
well. She's coming out in your defense, by the way. Richard says that Frankel's behavior is appalling, inexcusable. It goes beyond politics. She says it's appalling. A sitting member of Congress would intimidate or threaten anyone for supporting me or any reason. It's inexcusable behavior, and she's right about that.
Absolutely, and that's kind of how I felt too. Because you know, like I said to her, the very first thing I said to her, I said, "We're Americans first, okay?" Like I said, my grandparents were Democrats, but they weren't running around hating their neighbors because they weren't. You know, it just doesn't make sense. You know, in the old days, Tip O'Neill and Ronald Reagan, they fought all day long, but they had a beer at the end of the day. They didn't have to hate each other just because we don't agree politically. It's the only way this country is going to heal. We come together, work together, and get rid of these Marxists.
You're absolutely right about that. Richard Klein on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, owner of a City Diner in West Palm Beach, Florida. Richard, I'm curious, how has business been since this blow-up?
Well, I've gotten a lot of new customers I never knew I had. Lost a couple of Democrats, but the couple that I did lose, I saw one the other day coming back in for takeout. So he wasn't gone too long, you know. but I picked up a few people that never heard of me that were conservative, and so be it. Again, I'll serve everybody. It doesn't matter if you're Democrat or Republican or Independent. It doesn't matter. You know, I serve good food, and I serve to everyone with respect. I am I'm proud of my conservatism, and that's just how it's going to be, you know?
Well, I have to imagine maybe you'll get a visit from President Trump one of these days, sort of in the neighborhood down there.
Yeah, he's my neighbor. Now, I do have other guys. I had his ambassador comes in. I used to have, he passed away on this, was Ken Duberstein. About 3-4 months ago, he died. He was the White House chief of staff for Ronald Reagan at the end of his term, at the end of the eighth year. He was a regular. So the City Diner has kind of become a conservative place hangout, if you will, you know?
Nothing wrong with that.
I even have Sean Hannity coming in there from time to time.
Is that
he's a good guy?
Well, yeah. I hope he leaves a big tip.
he's good.
I tell you what,
he's a very humble, good guy. I never, you know, he is exactly what he says. Very down to earth and very real.
You know, Richard worked at Fox News 15 years, and he was one of the few guys, the real deal. What you saw on TV is what you got in off camera life as well. So you're right. He's a good guy.
Absolutely true.
All right. Well, Richard, look, we're here to stand up alongside of you guys. You didn't do anything wrong. Shame on this congresswoman. And we're so glad that people are showing up and ordering food and look forward to grabbing a burger and one of those All-American burgers when I'm down there.
Thank you very much.
All right, Richard. Yes, sir. Richard Klein, everybody. And we've got a direct link to his website. They got the menu, a little bit about the – it's one of these restaurants. Grace, have you ever watched Food Network Guy Fieri?
Oh, yeah. I used to watch that all the time.
Triple D, Diners, Drive-In
Stars. Oh, yeah.
This is one of those places.
Yeah. No, totally. I can tell from the pictures. A very local spot. Where all the locals go, so you know it's good.
And I'm not surprised. I'm really not surprised that Hannity is a regular there, because you know it's just a kind of a local place.
Yeah,
we have a place like that in Germantown called the West Street Diner.
Yes,
and it's just a great place. You go in there, you got your regulars, and you know,
consistent,
no
good.
Frills, but delicious food.
Yep, that's all that matters.
But he's right about this, and I'm so glad that he pointed this out. This is not about Republicans and Democrats. This is about Republicans and Marxists, and these are people that want to shut you down. These are people that want to silence your voices. That's what this is all about. Shame on you, Congresswoman Frankel. All right, we got to take a break here. Heading right back to the phones when we get back. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. Can I tell you about our friends over at Patriot Mobile? I love these guys. I'll be running into them later this week at CPAC. They are mobilizing for freedom. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless carrier. They share our beliefs. That's what you need to know about these guys. Now, what about the service they provide? It's incredible. Broad nationwide coverage. They use the same towers the other guys use, and they have plans to fit any budget, along with great discounts for veterans and first responders. All you need to do is go to PatriotMobile.com/Todd, PatriotMobile.com/Todd, or give them a call, 972-PATRIOT. They're going to give you a special discount and free premier activation, but you got to use my promo code Todd. That's PatriotMobile.com/Todd. Call 972-PATRIOT. Use the promo code Todd.
There's no doubt the nation is facing a financial crisis because of the Biden administration's economic policies. Hi, this is Todd Starnes, and no doubt our economy is in trouble, and you need to take steps to protect yourself. Now, if all your money is tied up in stocks, bonds, and traditional markets, you are vulnerable. Gold is one of the best ways to protect your retirement. No matter what happens, you own your gold. It's real, physical. It's always been valuable since the dawn of time. Legacy Precious Metals is the company I trust for investing in gold, and they can help you roll your retirement account into a gold-backed IRA where you still own the physical gold. They can also ship the gold and precious metals safely and securely to your house. Did you know $1 million worth of gold can actually fit inside a shoebox? Call Legacy at 866-528-1903 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. That's legacypminvestments.com.
All right, hello everybody. Welcome back. Our thoughts and prayers with Joe Biden. Got the China virus again. Again. The guy's quadruply vaxxed. Then he's got the boosters. And he still came down with the China virus again. Now, President Trump weighed in on all of this over the weekend. He said that Biden does not have the China virus. That, in fact, Joe Biden has dementia and probably needs to be in a nursing home. And the president's not wrong about this. You know, he never is. Did you catch the big golf tournament over the weekend? That was some big doings there at, was it Bedminster in New Jersey? Grace Baker says she was sleeping all weekend. What's up with that?
Well, no, golfing just puts you to sleep.
What?
It's the perfect just going to sleep Sunday afternoon.
Well,
kind
if you're
of a
watching
thing.
It.
If you're watching it, playing it, different story. You're exhausted from all that walking.
Well, they don't walk. I think they have golf carts.
Oh, well, then you could easily take a nap in between. I'm sorry. I know golfing's like a legitimate sport, but I just hear it sometimes and I'm like, It's the most like pampered sport possible.
What do you mean pampered sport?
Well, you can ride on the golf cart and stuff. Like it's like if me playing basketball, I'm running up and down the court. Hey, I need to take a golf cart to the other end of the court, please.
Cheerleading or something.
Ouch.
Well, no, they call cheerleading a sport, but I mean,
you could argue it's more physically intense than golfing. You could, in certain ways.
I mean, what are they doing in cheerleading? They're throwing girls up in the air, and then they got the guys to catch them. And what are you doing in golf? You've got to have. I mean, they're throwing golf clubs. You've got to be in condition to be able to throw a golf club.
I have watched Happy Gilmore before.
That's a great movie.
It's a good movie.
That's a fine movie.
I've seen some movies, Todd.
Have you? I'm impressed. Have you seen Caddyshack?
No. I know the theme song.
Grace. It's one of the.
All right.
With the little gopher there.
I haven't seen it.
That's doing the dancing. Oh, sorry. You got to see it. You got to watch it. Have you heard about. I'm just afraid to ask this question.
No.
The Jetsons.
What do you mean?
Have you heard about the Jetsons?
Of course I have heard about the Jetsons.
Oh, it's one of the great, great cartoons of all time.
Yeah, it's one of the best. I watched it growing up they had a channel of all the old cartoons called Boomerang, and I'd watch the Jetsons on that, Scooby-Doo and all that good stuff.
So, so the Jetsons, of course, set in the future, and they always had this like futuristic view of what life would be like. And, of course, they had, everybody had their own little personal jet. Rosie was like the robot maid.
Yeah, I remember that. And you got the dog. Oh, and the catchy theme song.
Best theme song ever.
George Jetson. His boy, Elroy.
Oh, you got Jane.
Daughter Judy.
Oh, yeah, everybody forgets about Judy.
Jane, his wife.
All right, anyway. The reason why we're playing this awesome theme song and having a conversation about the Jetsons, in the cartoon series, George Jetson was actually born on July 31st, 2022.
Well, that's freaky.
So we've got a long ways to go between now and then, what was he in the series? What is it, 38, 40?
Yeah, something like that. That about tracks.
You think we're going to be able to get the robot maids by then?
I don't. You know what? That I would believe. The flying cars, I'm a little more like. I don't think people are just. Your average citizen's just going to be driving around in a flying car. But the robot maids, I could see it happening. I mean, you already got the little robot vacuums that go around your house.
And that was the thing. There was a story over the weekend, and they were talking about the number of things that the Jetsons got right and that the Jetsons did not get right.
Yeah.
So, they had the machine that brushes your teeth and dresses you.
Yeah, we're not quite there.
Not quite yet.
But we got the robot vacuums.
Got the robot
vacuums. Rumbas? Is that what they're called?
I don't know.
The Rumbas.
That thing creeps me out. We're going to throw out a trivia question real quick here. Where did George Jetson work? What was the name of the company where George Jetson worked? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. They just don't make TV series or cartoons like that anymore for the kids. And again, the best thing about Hanna-Barbera, it wasn't that, the kids loved this stuff, but the jokes were for the adults. So it was literally a cartoon show that the whole family could watch. Started back in the 1960s of all time. All right, coming up, we've got some great guests. Our good friend Congressman Troy Nels is going to be here. Brand new book, The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th and the 2020 Election. We also have some updates on the investigations into Hunter Biden. So we'll keep you updated on that. Also, Ryan Gardner from First Liberty Institute is going to be here. There is a big attack on a prison ministry in Indiana. So we'll keep you updated on that as well. Let's go to the phones real quick. Wow, a lot of Jetsons fans weighing in today. Portland, Maine, WLOB, our great affiliate, Samantha, on the line. Hi, Samantha. How are you?
Hello. Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for asking. All right. Let's see if you've got the answer here. Where did George Jetson work?
Faithfully Sprocket.
Yeah, that's right, Samantha. Spacely Sprockets, you are the winner. Were you a big fan of the cartoon back in the day?
Oh, my goodness. That's what we did on Saturday morning.
Oh, we were all wanting those absolutely flying cars.
Glued to the TV. That's why we still say rut-row, George.
Oh, rut-row. I love it. I think that was Scooby-Doo, though. Hey, Samantha, hang tight. We're going to get you hooked up with a prize. We'll try some more trivia a little bit later on. Hang tight, everybody. Hour two coming up. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-702-5400. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-702-5400. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-702-5400.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So good to have you with us. Hey, coming up this hour, we had a lot of fun in the last hour with some Jetsons trivia. And the response was off the chart, so we're going to try it again in just a little while. So hang tight, a chance for you to win a great prize from the Todd Starnes radio program. A couple of things I want to share with you, and we're going to get to the Fox News. We have an update on a big Fox News story. Over the weekend, the New York Times issuing a scathing report, and it's not – so the New York Times thought this was scathing against – Trump, but it really is scathing against Fox News Channel, as there is now a concerted effort to ban and banish President Trump from Fox News Channel. And we're going to get to that in just a moment. There is an update. We've been covering elections tomorrow, big primary battles across the nation, and we're going to get to those. But one of the big races we're looking at is happening later this week in Memphis, Tennessee, where the district attorney, who is a Republican, faces a George Soros-style Democrat. And this is a race that has garnered national attention, and the concern is that Memphis, Tennessee is about to go the way of San Francisco and New York City and Los Angeles. And it is a very dangerous situation. One of the big challenges here, and again, what have we been saying? Campaign. If you are a Republican, campaign like you're 20 points behind. And what's happened in Memphis, early voting numbers have come out, and it looks pretty devastating for the Republicans. It looks just flat out devastating. Voter turnout, very low, not much enthusiasm, and there is some concern that even in the midst of a red tsunami, the Republicans in Memphis, Tennessee, one of our nation's largest cities, could go down in defeat. And so my encouragement is get out and vote. And it doesn't matter if, in this particular instance, the die has already been cast, and there's been a lot of shenanigans going on. But the reality is, we cannot allow a Democrat to become the district attorney. This is a guy who believes that the juvenile crime age should be raised to 25 years old. In other words, you go out there and you shoot somebody as a 25-year-old, you're going to get a slap on the wrist and you're just going to be set free in a year or so. They're accusing the white Republican district attorney, her name is Amy Weirich, of being a racist because 90%+ of the people that are being sent to prison are black. Well, what they don't want to tell you is that 90% of the victims are black. So Amy Weirich is actually out there defending the victims and bringing justice to this city, one of the deadliest cities in America. If that Democrat gets elected, it'll be the deadliest city in America. Elections have consequences, and you folks across the country, you better pay very close attention to what happens in Memphis, Tennessee this week. Republicans, you cannot take your base for granted. And I'm going to tell you, there's a big primary battle. We have Congressman Steve Cohen. He says all of you Republicans out there have a weapon fetish. There are two Republicans that are vying to take on Cohen. One is a black conservative who is pro-life. The other is a white guy who says he's a Republican and he supports social justice. He supports gay marriage. He supports the climate change movement. And he supports first trimester abortions. Elections have consequences. That's all I'm going to say about that. But it's a mess. And the Republican Party, is they don't know what to do. Well, it might help if you actually pick conservatives to run for office, and it might help if you don't ignore the base of your party. And that is a message for every Republican leader in this nation. The New York Times has a story out. Fox News, once home to Trump, now often ignores him. It's been more than 100 days since Donald Trump was interviewed on Fox News. Jeremy Peters is the writer of this story. As evidence, he points that Fox News chose not to broadcast the president's rally in Arizona, the same approach it has taken for nearly all of his rallies. Instead, the network aired Laura Ingraham's interview with a possible rival, Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida. It was the first of two primetime interviews Fox aired with Mr. DeSantis in the span of 5 days. He appeared on Tucker Carlson's show shortly after talking to Ms. Ingraham. When Mr. Trump spoke to a gathering of conservatives in Washington last week, Fox did not air the speech live. Instead, it showed a few clips after he was done speaking. That same day, it did broadcast live for 17 minutes, a speech by former Vice President Mike Pence. Mr. Trump has complained recently to aides that even Sean Hannity, his friend of 20 years, does not seem to be paying him much attention anymore. The snubs are not coincidental. According to several people close to Mr. Murdoch's Fox Corporation, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. This month, the New York Post and the Wall Street Journal, both owned by Mr. Murdoch, published blistering editorials about President Trump's actions on January the 6th. Now, Fox News came out and they said that they were not banning Mr. Trump, but the fact of the matter is he has not been on the network for more than 100 days. Meanwhile, all of his rivals, all of his opponents have been. That brings me to another story. This is from the Washington Post. It was published yesterday. Sarah Ellison and Jeremy Barr are the writers. The headline, "The Murdochs and Trump aligned for mutual benefit. That may be changing." Speculation over Rupert Murdoch's thinking crescendoed after the first set of hearings concluded this month and his two papers published nearly simultaneous editorials, again going back to the Wall Street Journal and New York Post. Murdoch, who controls a vast swath of the political media world, has spent decades learning to ride the waves of U.S. politics and hedge his bets on candidates. Fox has tried to pull away from the 45th president before, only to return in the face of Trump's fury. So the issue now is that Fox News may be thinking that Trump's days are numbered, and they are trying to move the network to another candidate. Looks like Ron DeSantis. But I'm curious, have you made the conscious decision to stop watching Fox News Channel? It's sort of like a drug with a lot of conservatives. You're addicted to Fox. Some people keep Fox News Channel on 24/7. Now, a lot of people I know have already made the switch to Newsmax, and with the issue regarding Verizon dropping One American News, Newsmax is really, and I know there are others out there, but Newsmax is really the only contender that could take on and is positioned to take on Fox News Channel. Do you feel betrayed by Fox News? 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I was talking to some former colleagues of mine, and there are sadly a lot of former colleagues of mine at Fox News, and they all got the heave-ho in the aftermath of the firing of Roger Ailes, and then when Bill Shine left. And as a result of that, the network has really wavered. I mean, Suzanne Scott's doing a great job, but the news division is controlled by leftists. And there's really not much that can be done other than to send a very clear message. And what is that clear message? Change the channel. If you really want to get Fox News Channel's attention, you've got to go after their pocketbook. That's what you got to do. They will respond to that. They will respond to a ratings collapse and a ratings drop. And what better way to do that than to change the channel to Newsmax? And for full disclosure, I do a lot of work with Newsmax now because they appreciate fair and balanced journalism, and they actually appreciate the coverage of some of the big culture war issues that we talk about. But Fox News, led by Paul Ryan and a bunch of these other rhinos, they are hell-bent on taking out Donald Trump. So there's a lot of speculation that the January 6th panel is going to make a move and try to somehow force an indictment of the former president. You've got the grand jury situation in Georgia. There are a lot of moving parts here. But Fox News Channel is no longer fair or balanced, and they do not want the base of their network to watch anymore. They really don't care about you evangelical Christians, and they don't care about you conservatives, and they're taking you for granted, just like the Republican Party is doing, by the way. All right, look, we got to take a break here. 844-747-8868, toll-free telephone number. We will open up the phone lines on this. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes radio program. So over the weekend, George Jetson was born somewhere in America, July 31st, 2020. So we've got a trivia question here to throw out. We want to know the name of the Jetsons family dog. If you know the name of the Jetsons family dog, we're going to hook you up with a prize package, 844-747-8868. That is our telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Well, MTG, Marjorie Taylor Greene, making some headlines. She is Marjorie was doing an interview last week, and she said that she was proud to be a Christian nationalist. And now, more than 12,000 people in a Christian organization called Faithful America are condemning Marjorie Taylor Greene, and they say that embracing Christian nationalism is unchristian and unpatriotic. Really? Do you find that to be the case? So anyway, they got a petition going, and so far 12,000 people have signed on to this petition. They say that Christian nationalism is unchristian and patriotic. It is defined not as a religion, but as a political ideology that unconstitutionally and unbiblically merges Christian and American identities, declaring that democracy does not matter because only conservative Christians are true Americans. Well, that's a load of hooey, ladies and gentlemen. That's simply not true. The fact of the matter is, we are a Christian nation. Anybody who's spent any time reading our founding documents and reading the letters and the writings of our founding fathers will come away with a very clear understanding that, as John Adams said, our second president, that our Constitution is wholly inadequate for anyone other than a moral and religious people. So, yes, yes, you can be a Christian nationalist. You can love your country. You can love your God. That doesn't make you a bad person. But you got a lot of these woke preachers out there, and they're all over this stuff because they, in their heart of hearts, hate America. All right, let's go to the phones here. 844-747-8868. Arnie, listening to us on WDUN in Georgia. Arnie, how are you today?
I'm doing just fine, Todd. We've talked before. I'm the farmer from Georgia. We've talked a couple of times.
Arnie, good to have you back with us.
Yeah.
All right, let's win you a prize here. We want to know the name of the Jetsons family dog. Who was that, Arnie?
Oh, that's an easy one. That's Astro.
His name is Astro, and he's just a puppy dog, a baby puppy dog.
I grew up with Adam
Arnold Cartoon. Yeah, Arnie, you're a winner. You're right. It was, in fact, Astro. It's like all of the phone lines are swamped, but now they're open again.
I grew up on Hanna-Barbera cartoons. I mean, I don't think there's a trivia question you can ask me on any of them I probably wouldn't get.
You know, Arnie, it's interesting. When I was a kid, you had Hanna-Barbera, and the only drag queen was it Colonel Klink on MASH? He wasn't a colonel, was he? No.
As Maxwell Klinger.
Max Klinger. Klink is from Hogan's Heroes. You're right. And he was from Ohio. I seem to remember that for some weird reason. So, Arnie, we're going to put you on hold. Congratulations. And we'll have another opportunity in the next hour to win a prize package. Let's go to Kentucky. Pastor John. By the way, how's the flood situation there, John?
Well, honestly, we're safe because we're in an area where it's not a flood zone area, so we've been blessed indeed. But we pray for the families and the comfort of the ones that have been lost in those floods. The reason why I'm calling, Todd, is you are the reason I found you on Fox News. I listened to your talk show a lot, and then what ended up happening is they stabbed you in the back so bad that stocks became useful, about as useful as a pimple on a bull's backside, okay? I've seen their hard turn left, and it really kind of started with all the conservative news talk show hosts, but especially the way they treated you, okay? I know you're going to say, well, this and that. No, Todd, they had no right to treat you like that because you stood by your Christian values. You stood by your conservative values, which are also biblical and Christian values. So, honestly, I totally cut Fox out. I canceled them on myself. I got rid of their app. I got rid of everything. Because when they treat a good person badly, I know it's the entertainment industry, but it doesn't matter. When you treat somebody with disrespect, they don't deserve the respect of their listeners. So I just wanted to put that out there, Todd, honestly.
Well, John, look, I appreciate you saying that, and there's no doubt they did. And it's sad. It's unfortunate. And many other people were given the heave-ho as well. But ultimately, there is an effort afoot to remake Fox News Channel and to turn it into CNN Light. And that was going on during the last year and a half that I was there at the network. there just aren't any true conservatives in management and leadership anymore, and that's a challenge. It's a problem. And the only way to remedy that is to do what you did, John, which is to shut them down. You know, get rid of the apps, stop reading their stuff on the website. You've just got to cut them off, and who knows, that just might do the trick down the road.
But, like, yeah, absolutely, Todd. And the coolest thing is I watch you on TV. You should stay on radio, Todd. Just kidding.
Oh, you're not the first person to say that, Pastor. Thank you. Got to take a break there. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number, 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. I've been reading the book by Congressman Troy Nels, and it is riveting. President Trump says this is a must-read for all Americans. It's called The Big Fraud, What Democrats Don't Want You to Know About January 6th, the 2020 Election, and a whole lot else. Here is from the early pages of the book. Congressman Nels, brand new to Congress, and he was in the House chamber when the mob tried to break into the doors. You might remember him. He was one of the lawmakers who stayed behind, and you would expect him to do that because he's from Texas. Mark Wayne Mullen, our good friend from Oklahoma, was there too. And I want to read this to you. And what I found fascinating is that they really weren't getting a lot of information, the congressmen. They weren't getting any intel on what was going on. So you had Mark Wayne Mullen, who snapped off the legs of a hand sanitizer dispenser, and he was going to use that for his weapon. Congressman Nels did the same thing. The security told the congressman to leave, and they said, "No, sir, I will not. I will remain here with my brothers and sisters in blue." It is a riveting account of what happened on that day, and I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Congressman Troy Nels joins us. Congressman, good to have you back with us.
Todd, thank you for having me back. Thank you to all the listeners as well.
What a powerful story you wrote, and I want you to take our listeners back to those moments. What I found fascinating is your brother was giving you intel as they were watching this. You guys had no idea what was happening outside the chamber.
That's right. There are no televisions on the House floor, so you don't know what's happening. Yes, there were televisions in the cloakroom, but we were out on the House floor going through the business of the day, which was certifying the electors, which I didn't. I objected to Arizona. And then after we went and reconvened to Pennsylvania, but yeah, I'm getting text messages on my phone and said, "Hey, you know what's happening on the, you know, at the Capitol? They're in the rotunda, these rioters." So we were getting our information through social media, through text messaging from family members. But then, you know, it was quite clear what was happening, because then all of a sudden a bunch of uniformed personnel from the Capitol Police and they rushed into the House chamber and then, you know, whisked Nancy away. And then we were figuring out what was happening.
At one point, you wrote that they were passing out gas masks. Here you are, the new guy on Capitol Hill. What was going through your mind in those early moments?
You know, it was my third day in Congress, and I was there at the back doors, the main doors leading into the House chamber. Those are the doors that a president would walk through to deliver a State of the Union address. And, you know, I was back at the center doors, and, you know, when they came in and they whisked Nancy away, and you could see these uniformed personnel up in the gallery, you know, looking at trying to secure all the doors upstairs. And then the back door started just shaking violently. And there were some other Capitol Police and a few other members that started putting furniture, placing it in front of the main doors. And they were banging on the door. So that's where my law enforcement experience, 30 years in it and 8 years as a sheriff, kicked in. And I said, "I'm not leaving. I'm staying right here." with my brothers and sisters in blue. So it was a shock. I'm thinking, come on, what the hell's happening here? I mean, we're trying to conduct business. But I think I was the only member that actually talked to a rider that day. I actually had a conversation with the knucklehead on the other side of the door, and that's what you can see on the cover of the book, me eyeballing this guy and having a conversation with him.
Yeah, he said you were from Texas and you ought to be on the other side, or you said you were from Texas and he said you ought to be on our side.
Yeah, he said, you're from Texas, you should be with us. And I said, come on, young man, I mean, we are going through this, you are interrupting, you're breaking windows, which I did not support the idea. I'm all about peaceful protest, and Donald Trump says, let's peacefully march up to the Capitol. Donald Trump does not condone, he does not support violence. This knucklehead and some of these others on the other side of the door were breaking windows, and of course I couldn't support that. So I told him, I said, you better stop banging on these doors and stuff, because the men and women to my left and my right with their guns drawn, they will shoot and kill you if you're not careful. So stop. You must stop.
You know, Congressman, when you step back and you look at that moment, I mean, clearly you had armed yourself, your fellow lawmakers, and Congressman Pat Fallon and Ronnie Jackson, everybody there was prepared to, I guess, what, to defend your life if need be? Is that what that was for?
Well, I never felt my job that day, obviously, other than representing the 22nd Congressional District, that law enforcement, it just kicked in for me. And my job was to help, de-escalate that situation at the door. Yes, Mark Wayne Mullen broke off one of those wooden hand sanitizers. I said, Mark, what the hell are you going to do with that? He said, that's our weapon. And I said, great idea. So I broke the other one off. There were two of them by the doors there. So I broke the other one off. And you can see pictures, and I've included pictures in the book where I'm taking that hand sanitizer and punching it through the broken glass to keep them on the other side, because it could have got really, really bad if they would have continued to try to break down those doors. God forbid they would have got through. I think there would have been some bloodshed. And I certainly applaud the Capitol Police that day that were with me, that they did not shoot their, discharge their firearm at individuals on the other side of the door after the glass was broken, because we know what happened to Ashley Babbitt, and that was the only gunshot fired that day, and I'm questioning that investigation. And quite honestly, I've said that I believe Ashley Babbitt was murdered that day.
I don't want you to give away the full story of the book here, but it's called The Big Fraud. What is it that the Democrats don't want us to know about January 6th?
Well, the fact that really it could have been avoided, it could have been prevented. Yes, you're hearing from this sham committee under Benny Thompson, who's the puppet, and believe it, Nancy Pelosi is the puppet master. All you're hearing from that group, that sham committee, is this is Donald Trump's fault. Donald Trump is to blame for this. Donald Trump is the one that could have stopped it. No, no, no. What you need to know is the leadership within the Capitol Police had all of the intelligence. They had it weeks prior, and they didn't do anything with the intelligence. And I lay this out in the book that said that, everyone in the leadership of the Capitol Police, specifically the intelligence section, they knew that the Capitol itself was going to be the target. They knew that white supremacist groups and militias were there. They were going to be up there. They knew Proud Boys, Oath Keepers, Antifa, all of them were coming. They knew that there were thousands upon thousands of people coming, asking to bring weapons up there, and they had it all, and they did nothing with it, Todd. If they would have shared the intelligence, it would have never happened. The National Guard would have been there on January 4th, but they chose not to share it. They wanted this to happen. They didn't prevent it, so in my opinion, they wanted it to happen.
Why do you think that is? Why do you think they wanted this to happen?
Well, I personally believe is because, number one, they knew there were Trump supporters coming up there. They knew that people were coming up. They were upset about the election, the 2020 election. They had a lot of questions. They were coming up to peacefully protest, but then it turned violent and it turned into a riot. And I believe that there were several organizations and groups up there. And Antifa, they're very, very good. You can look at the summer of 2020. When you put Antifa inside some of these peaceful protests, they can immediately turn it into a riot, and that's what we saw throughout the entire summer of 2020. And so now all of a sudden, you've got a peaceful protest turns into a riot, and it interfered with us going through the electors. I mean, there was only one. After we turned back in session later that evening, we only objected to one more state, and that was Pennsylvania. But we should have had conversations, and we should have been talking about Georgia. We should have been talking about Wisconsin. And we didn't, is because then all of a sudden, it just took a lot of wind from our sails because, you know, there were windows broken and things were just out of control. And I think it they were pretty smart about this. The left, they were very clever on how they orchestrated this. And that's my belief, because when you turn it into a riot, we weren't going to be able to actually go through all the different states and challenge them.
Congressman, at the end of all of this, do you believe this was perhaps concocted as some sort of a plot to try and prevent Trump from ever running for office again? And I ask that because Nancy Pelosi she knew about all of these threats. And yet every effort to try and protect and secure the U.S. Capitol was either ignored or rejected.
Absolutely. My belief is that Nancy Pelosi oversees the Capitol Police Board, which is made up of the Senate Sergeant-at-Arms, the House Sergeant-at-Arms, and the Architect of the Capitol. We know that Chief Sund was asking for the Capitol Police to be National Guard to be deployed, and they kept delaying. Then there's conversations about they didn't like the optics of the National Guard on the Capitol grounds. So, and these are things that I discuss and talk about in the book. But this sham committee right now is all about Donald Trump in 2024. It's not even really about the midterms. They focus so much on Donald Trump because they are afraid of him. They do not want Donald Trump to run in 2024, and they don't talk about anybody else. It's about Donald Trump. They do not want him to come back. I am telling you, listeners, Donald Trump's coming back in 2024, and he's going to win. Donald Trump is going to win. And it's going to take people like me and other real true America First patriots to document their experiences and the research they've done, and I've done a lot of it on January 6th, and place it in a book for the American people to see. And Donald Trump's endorsed it. He said it's a must-read for all Americans. So this is the counter-narrative to the January 6th sham committee.
All right, Congressman, we're going to leave it there. Congratulations on writing a riveting account of what happened that day. Folks, we've got a direct link to it over on our live show blog, The Big Fraud, written by Congressman Troy Nehls. Congressman, good to have you on. Congratulations.
Thank you, Todd. God bless you and all your listeners.
All right, folks, got to take a break here. Do you agree with the congressman that really what happened on January 6th was simply an attempt to make sure Trump could not run for office again? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Todd Stearns radio program. So glad to have you joining us today. So a couple of big stories out there. We do have a monkeypox update to share with you.
It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Amen.
So help me figure this out. This is the actual headline from the San Francisco Chronicle. Great stuff dancing, please. It's distracting. The San Francisco Chronicle, this is the headline from their annual Kink and Fetish Fest. And this is not the time to be in San Francisco. There are a lot of people wandering the streets wearing leather thongs and chains and whatnot. The headline from the San Francisco Chronicle, want a whipping at San Francisco's Kink and Fetish Fest? Get a monkeypox vaccine. So get this now. This is, and you have to go back to the early days of the China virus pandemic. What is it they did? Go all the way back to the early days of the China virus pandemic. And what did they do, ladies and gentlemen? They shut down the churches, right? They declared these big emergencies and they shut down the churches. That's what they did. Guess what they didn't do in San Francisco? They've declared an emergency, a state of emergency over this this new disease. They've declared the state of emergency, but they did not cancel this Kink and Fetish Fest, which quite frankly is sort of like ground zero for that sort of behavior. The name of the event, the Up Your Alley Leather and Fetish Fair. This is like a huge event in San Francisco. It's sort of, it's not sort of like anything we do in Memphis, Tennessee. I mean, we have a Beale Street Music Fest, but everybody's pretty much clothed. There are no, all right, more or less. But there aren't too many people wandering around in leather thongs. I'm just going to leave that there. But now, Newsweek is reporting that the Kink Fest is igniting concerns about a potential spread of monkeypox. Really? You think so, huh? You think that could happen? I don't care how many wet wipes you bring with you. That's not going to be a good thing. Unbelievable. 844-747-8868. Meanwhile, you've got a Catholic school that is desecrating its sanctuary in the name of tolerance and diversity. They had a drag queen show up inside a Catholic church. Cut number six.
Her name is Britta Filter, and she is the Queen of New York! Yes!
Unbelievable. So they literally have the drag queen coming right up the middle of the church sanctuary there. It was part of a chapel service for a Catholic high school.
I got to say something real quick. Did they say the stage name was Britta Filter? Like the water filter?
I don't know.
I just, that right there, I was like, whoa, that's the best stage name you could come up with, Britta Filter? I got questions.
The Park Church is the name of the congregation there. And the event was called Worship is a Drag. Unbelievable. So there you go. Clearly now even the churches have been conquered by the sex and gender revolutionaries. But this is what it is. Oh, by the way, Howard Kurtz over at Fox News having to come out and say, look, we have no official Trump ban.
A front-page New York Times story this weekend strongly suggests that Fox News hasn't interviewed Donald Trump for over 100 days because the Murdoch family, whose Wall Street Journal and New York Post have run highly critical editorials, is said to have soured on him. But I can report there is no edict whatsoever against having Trump on this network. I reached out myself with an invitation some weeks ago, and people close to the former president confirm he hasn't said yes to any Fox show or been turned down after asking to be on a Fox show. Just for the record.
I don't believe it. By the way, Howie Kurtz, that guy's a far-left lunatic. Used to be over at CNN, and Roger Ailes hired the guy after he got the booth there. It was just, I guess he felt sorry for the guy. But anyway, Howie Kurtz, formerly of CNN, and I think he worked for, was it the Washington Post? He was a newspaper guy. Always had it in for the conservative side. And he's a big pal of Bret Baier, and Bret Baier is... Bret Baier's a leftist. And all you have to do, he's trying to be the new Chris Wallace. By the way, I heard from a source of mine that Chris Wallace is freaking out over at CNN, as doing his best to try to get out of there. He can't stand it. And I wonder if they'll bring him back over at Fox News. I mean, they very well may, but going back to an earlier call, I think it was John from Kentucky, you want to send a message to Fox News. Just look, stop watching, get rid of the app, unsubscribe to the newsletters, and you got to break free. It's like a drug. You got to go into rehab. Watch Newsmax. All right, hour three coming up. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. So glad to have you with us today. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. So got a note just before we left for the weekend from our friends over at First Liberty Institute. There's a crazy story coming from Greensburg, Indiana, where the Sheriff's Department's been doing a pretty darn good thing. They've been partnering with other groups and organizations to host religious gatherings inside the prison, so which is perfectly permissible under the law. And some photographs surfaced recently of one of these Christian ministries baptizing prisoners in the jail, which, again, is a good thing because that means somebody's getting their life in order, and we ought to be celebrating that. Well, there's a big problem because the Freedom From Religion Foundation, which is an out-of-town group of atheists and agnostics, very mean bunch of folks, they have filed complaints threatening to sue. I want to go to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line right now because we have a good friend of this program, Ryan Gardner from First Liberty, with us. Ryan, good to have you on the show.
Happy to be here.
Well, why don't you take us through what's going on down there at that county jail in Decatur County, Indiana?
Absolutely. It's much like you said. The Decatur County Sheriff's Department has been partnering with local churches in its community for years. According to the social media posts that I've seen, it's been since at least 2019 or so. And they put on what they call Residents Encounter Christ events or rec events. And it's important to know that these are completely voluntary. And as you can see from the posts and the descriptions that you had, these have obviously made a huge impact on the people that attended. And in essence, what they're doing is the Sheriff's Department is working to meet the spiritual needs of its prisoners by allowing outside ministers to meet with inmates. And this is the right thing to do in so many ways. On one level, they are constitutionally required to do this in many ways because, like anyone else, prisoners have a free exercise right, and they are partnering with churches to make sure that those rights are met.
Now, it seems to me, Ryan, that the issue here is it's voluntary. So it's not like the Sheriff's Department is saying you have to participate, you have to be baptized. Is that right? This is all voluntary?
This is 100% voluntary and 100% put on by the congregation. The Freedom From Religious Foundation likes to conflate and makes it seem like that this is all coming from the Sheriff's Department. But what they're doing, in essence, is they are partnering with and allowing outside ministers to come in.
Yeah, there, as a matter of fact, the Freedom From Religion Foundation says the whole thing is unconstitutional and that these groups are not allowed to come into the jail. What is the, let's get to the bottom line here. What does the Constitution say and what is permissible inside the jails?
Absolutely. Well, as the Supreme Court recently held in Kennedy versus Bremerton School District, the test that courts are to look to now when determining the Establishment Clause-related issues is whether it fits within our nation's history and traditions. If it does fit within our nation's history and tradition, then it is presumptively constitutional. And looking at the situation that we have here, clergy ministering to inmates has a very long and deep history. You can trace it all the way back to the first century if you want to. Jesus spoke about this very thing in biblical times about going and visiting those in prisons. And if you look to the founding era, again, ministers had a very big role within prisons. Back then, a lot of what they did was working with and ministering to condemned prisoners who were set for execution. Funny enough, the U.S. Supreme Court actually discussed this in a case that came out last term called Ramirez versus Collier, which dealt with an inmate who wanted to have a minister lay hands on him during execution. And one of the things the court did in that opinion is it talked through the history and tradition of ministers when it came to execution, and prayer at the time of execution was the court said was commonplace in the American colonies, and this practice only continued over time. As the nation continued to develop, we saw a rise in penitentiaries, and so places housing large amounts of inmates, and so the chaplain's roles sort of shifted from focusing on executions to also focusing on rehabilitation and providing spiritual counseling to all of the inmates. So all there's a very deep history on this.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And Ryan, I know that you guys at First Liberty offering to represent the sheriff pro bono, free of charge, because that's the great thing you guys do. Where can people go if they want to help out, if they want to contribute to the great work that you guys are doing at First Liberty?
If you want to find out more about us, then you can go to firstliberty.org and see all the cases that we're involved in right now. There are so many different religious liberty issues happening right now that we are so thankful for the support that we have from you and your listeners.
All right. Well, Ryan, we appreciate the update, and keep us posted on what happens next.
Will do.
All right. Ryan Gardner, everybody, from First Liberty Institute on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. I mean, it's crazy. Of all the things that are happening in prisons, you would think that prisoners finding the Lord and being baptized would be something we celebrate in this nation. At least you would think that. All right. By the way, polling data out, Liz Cheney, she is already putting out resumes. Right now, her primary opponent has a 22-point lead. That's according to a new Casper, Wyoming Star Tribune poll. Harriet Hageman leads Cheney 52% to 30%. So CNN, they sent a reporter down to find out what are the people over in Wyoming, what do they think about Liz Cheney? Cut number three.
Liz Cheney for a fourth term. Are you planning to vote for Liz Cheney?
Can I cuss? Hell no.
Are you planning to support Liz Cheney?
Absolutely not.
What are your thoughts about Liz Cheney running for a fourth term?
Personally, I think she's had three too many.
Keep in mind, in 2020, Donald Trump won about 70% of the vote in Wyoming. So Liz Cheney's work on the January 6th investigation isn't playing so well with many Wyoming voters.
She's done us dirty.
How so?
Oh, God. Look at how she's done Trump. I'm a Trump fan. I'm sorry.
So she lost your vote because of her role on the January 6th committee and what she's doing about Trump?
Yes. She's supposed to be supporting him. She's a Republican, for crying out loud.
I find her work on the January 6th committee just repulsive.
How do you feel about her work on the January 6th committee and her role?
It's all a hoax. It's all propaganda. Has nothing to do with anything. It's a witch hunt.
Well, she says she's defending what's important to people here in Wyoming, upholding the rule of law, defending the Constitution.
If that was the rule of law, why doesn't he have a defense team in that courtroom? That ain't the rule of law. That's a kangaroo court. That's not the Wyoming way.
She has been an embarrassment. It's a witch hunt.
Are you proud of her for taking on Donald Trump?
No.
Here in Cheyenne, more than 1,600 miles from Washington, D.C., almost everyone we spoke with told us they believe Liz Cheney is too focused on Donald Trump and the January 6th committee and not paying enough attention to what they believe matters to the people here in Wyoming.
All that to say, Liz may be, I don't know, bagging groceries down at the Casper, Wyoming Piggly Wiggly this time next year. Not looking good for old Liz. Oh, by the way, this just coming in. Liz Cheney expected to land in Taiwan tomorrow, even though there are threats of war. That's going to get ugly. Herschel Walker, who is running for the running to be the senator from Georgia. So Herschel Walker has offered his assistance.
What a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Speaker Pelosi, you should go to Taiwan. It'll send a signal to the world that we're going to stand up to China. Because if you back down, everyone is going to look at us as weak. And it'll send a signal to China that they can invade Taiwan. If need be, Speaker Pelosi, I'll take you to Taiwan myself, because I know what it means to stand up to tough opponents.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Herschel Walker, who happens to be the most conservative man in Georgia. As a matter of fact, all the hate mail I've been getting from people from Georgia. No, you are right. I stand down. This man is the smartest, most intelligent, most conservative man of any conservative, of any Republican in the state of Georgia. Herschel Walker is the best of the best there can be. Good luck with that. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Show. I've heard from so many of you folks who have made the switch to Life Change Tea. Man, is it really a life-changing iced tea. It is natural. It is gentle. It's a daily cleanse for optimum gut health. And I drink it every day. You're going to love it. 12 herbs, comes in three delicious flavors, natural peppermint and pomegranate. A life-change tea made right here in the U.S. of A. Super simple. All you got to do, brew up a big old jug of that tea and pop it in the fridge and have a delicious frosty glass every afternoon, which is what I do. Buy three, get one free. That's the big summer sale. Buy three, get one free. Get this. Use my promo code. You're going to get an additional $10 off, and they're going to throw in free shipping. And who doesn't love that? That's over $50 in savings right there, folks. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And order some today. Be sure to use my promo code Todd10, and you're going to enjoy some delicious iced tea, and you're going to feel great, by the way. You really are. All right, where is that audio I wanted to play? Oh, yes. So, look, Fox News, some of you folks weighing in over on the social media page. By the way, before we get to Fox News, Ricky says, Todd, the Jetsons were not woke. That's why people love them. Man was a man. A woman was a woman. A dog was a dog. A robot was all metal. And the left hates them. Says George Jetson was a good man. He never kicked Astro. Or Derek. That's true. He never kicked the dog, and he never put the dog on top of the flying car when the family was going on vacation. Yes, I'm talking about you, Mitt Romney. Anyway, Sheila says, Todd, Fox changed a long time ago. I haven't watched him in 2 years. We don't need Fox to watch Tucker. With Rumble, True Social Podcast, Right Side Broadcasting, there are many outlets to get the info we want. The only reason I watch Fox is to get the local news around Fort Worth. All right, good for you. Here we go. Rita says Newsmax should develop a business channel and hire Dagan and Maria. That's Dagan McDowell and Maria Bartiromo. Fox would really have issues then. That's a good point. Here, by the way, is a compilation of recent attacks from Fox News on President Trump, cut four.
Brian, at the heart of the outrage media coverage of January 6th is Donald Trump's insistence, and sometimes get several statements a day from him, that he did not lose the election. Now, you have some thoughts about that.
Yeah, I do. I think that in life, you have to learn to lose.
President was unhinged during that period. I interviewed him at West Point, and he was kind enough to give me a few minutes. I've never seen him so angry. That was in between the election and January 6th.
Cassie Hutchinson is under oath on Capitol Hill. The president is on Truth Social, making his statements. What was so compelling, I think, is how it was laid out. We always point out that there's not a pushback, and it would have been great to hear Jim Jordan or some congressman say some other angle to this, but the testimony in and of itself is really, really powerful.
They're afraid of his supporters and don't want to come out against him directly, but they'd like him to go away. If the effect of this committee is to make his possible candidacy go away, I think a great many Republicans would privately be very glad.
The focus seems to be the target of President Trump, and he looks really bad in this presentation. Mm-hmm. He's just watching the TVs and kind of applauding what's happening. And then Liz Cheney says that he says maybe Mike Pence deserves to be hung.
Then there was a University of New Hampshire poll in June. DeSantis actually led Trump
39-37. And that New York Times Siena College poll that we've cited quite a few times, less than half of Republican voters back Donald Trump.
All right, there you have it, a compilation of President Trump says even Fox and Friends has gone to the dark side. Do you find that to be the case? 844-747-8868. This news just in from Washington, D.C. The White House announcing the Biden administration is going to send more money to Ukraine. $550 million. According to National Security Council's John Kirby, we've spent more than $8 billion on Ukraine. $8 billion. What's going on over there? Folks, from day one, I've told you none of this makes sense. Look, just last week, you had the president of Ukraine and his wife posing for a photo shoot with the famed celebrity photographer Annie Leibovitz. Who does that? Who does that when your country's been invaded? This guy's going off to the Cannes Film Festival. He's doing all these interviews, welcoming all these celebrities. It's almost as if it's a fake war. And I know you don't like that. There's just something not right about all of this. What was it? Last week, week before last, we showed you they had thousands of people turning out for the outdoor music concert. Folks having a good time at the beach. Your country's been invaded. Shouldn't you be out on the front lines fighting the Russians? What's going on here? We've got all these problems in America. We've got American people going to bed hungry, parents that can't even afford to go to the grocery store, moms can't buy formula, people can't fill up their gas tanks. Dare I say, if we've got $8 billion just laying around, I would say that the American people could find good use for that money right now. But no, they can't, because we are sending this money to Ukraine, more than $8 billion. At what point do you draw the line? And what is going on over there with this war? Dare I say the alleged war? Nobody knows what's going on over there. All I know is we were told to shut up, pledge our allegiance to the Ukrainian flag, and don't ask any questions. And for me as a journalist, that always raises the red flags. When you've got people out there in the media saying, don't you ask any questions, and if you do, you're not a patriot, that concerns me. So, yeah, I think it's a fair thing to ask why the United States taxpayers, all of us, are being forced to send our hard-earned money to Ukraine. Would someone please explain that to me? $8 billion. 844-747-8868. That's our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. We'll be right back. Kids are going back to school. By the way, I miss our intern, Grace Baker. Alan from Liberty University. Anyway, did a great job. Set a high bar for our future interns here at the Todd Stearns Radio Show. But anyway, moms, dads, you guys are getting ready for to send your kids off to college. And what do you have to do? You got to get the kids some, you know, you got to buy the sheets, you got to buy the pillows, you got to buy the pajamas. You know, you don't want them running around Liberty University, you know, in shorts and a T-shirt. So why not check out our special page at MyPillow.com/Stearns. That's MyPillow.com/Stearns. Mike Lindell has some great back-to-school specials going down. You're going to be able to get the MyPillow bed sheets, no matter the size. Normally $89.98, just $39.98 with my promo code. Also, My Slippers, you want to be a rocking, you know, Liberty University, wherever you're going to send your kid to school, $49.98, you're going to be saving $90 on the My Slippers. And get this, the pillows, the classic My Pillows, as low as $19.98, you're going to be able to save a lot of money. Got to use my promo code STARNS, mypillow.com/STARNS. That's mypillow.com/STARNS. All right. Well, we have a very special guest on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Brand new book coming out called Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. Great to have with us Annie Downs. She's a best-selling author, speaker, and a great podcast host. Annie, hope you're doing well.
I'm doing great. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm ready to have some fun here. Where do we start? What do we do?
Well, it sounds like those college freshmen are going to have some fun building up their new dorm rooms, huh?
Oh, you've got that right. So
yeah, and I'll tell you the thing about fun. One of the reasons we're happy that this book is coming out right now is kind of in August. Everybody has a little bit of a restart, don't we? It just feels like whether we're going back to school or the kids are going back to school or we're done with vacation, but it's time to get back into the habits of the things that matter most to us, that make us the most healthy and best version of ourselves. And I'll tell you, I really think having fun in your life, really prioritizing it, getting a hobby is part of what makes you the healthiest, happiest version of yourself.
And let's talk about that, because a lot of people, they don't, and as you point out in your book, they do not prioritize fun. What do you mean by that, and how can we do that?
Yeah, because oftentimes it's the last thing on the to-do list, right? So we get through our whole day and we realize, oh man, I forgot to order that thing off of Amazon that I wanted, and I meant to go on a walk, and I meant to work on that puzzle that we have out on the table that our family's doing. And what happens with to-do lists is they just keep growing, and every day we leave something not finished on it. And so that's where fun usually ends up. But one of my big hopes is that people will start seeing fun as like a real important part of our emotional and our spiritual and physical growth, and move it from your to-do list to your actual calendar, things that you don't skip on a daily basis.
You see, Annie, I have to confess, I love reading. That's kind of my jam. And
yeah,
you know, with this job, I don't do a lot. I have 183 books that I have yet to read in the home. So I got to start having some more fun. Clearly,
yeah, that's amazing. I mean, that's awesome though. Reading to me, any of the hobbies that we pick, they either produces something beautiful, helpful, generous for the world, or build something in us, like our imagination or our knowledge. I think that's a totally great hobby. I love reading too. I just got a new Kindle, and I feel like I'm like going through books so much faster than when I have them in my hand.
You see, I am old school, Annie. I got to have that book. I've got to be able to hold it. I got to be able to feel it. I got to be able to turn the pages.
Well, you got 180 waiting on you, so you should get going.
Thanks for reminding me, Annie. Appreciate that. But I want to get back to the book in a minute. I love reading. You know, a lot of times the publicist, they'll send us, you know, this intel on you. And
sure.
I've got to read this. It says, Annie is a huge fan of laughing with friends. And I'm confused about this one. You're a big fan of confetti. What do you do with confetti?
Oh my gosh, what do you not do with confetti, Todd? I mean, I keep a confetti popper in my purse at all times. You never know when you're going to need to celebrate someone. Oh my gosh, yes. It's the most fun. If someone has a good day or someone has a birthday and you just pop a little confetti in their lives, it's the best. It's an instant party.
Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. Grace is our female on the program, Annie. Grace, what is
yes.
Do you, is this like a thing? Do you like have a confetti? What did you call it, Annie?
A confetti popper?
Do you have a confetti popper?
No, but I should.
What?
That's given me a new idea.
All right.
Definitely.
Can you get through TSA checkpoint with one? That's what I want to know.
Yes, totally. I mean, they're great. They're so easy. They're at like every little, you know, Walmart, Target, everywhere. And you just get a couple, keep one in your purse, keep a couple at your office, throw one in your car. I mean, it takes about 1 second to shoot it off, you know, just to pop it off, and maybe 2 minutes to clean it up. But in the middle, you're making a real memory that people are not going to forget.
Now, one thing, Annie, I don't think I'd set it off in my car because it will be stuck in my seats forever. But besides 100%. That, I like the idea.
That's right. You just need one in your car in case you're going somewhere
okay.
where you're going to have to
fair enough.
Celebrate. That's it.
And that brings me to the more fascinating part of this bio. You apparently love boiled peanuts, specifically from a Backroads, Georgia gas
yes.
station.
Yes. The dirtier the pot, the better the peanuts. It's like a Georgia rule. So, yes. Have you had boiled peanuts before?
I have, but I've always put them in the Coca-Cola. Do you do that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've done it a little bit because people tell me I should, but I don't love it as much. But, yeah, I totally know what you're talking about.
Yeah,
bull peanuts, man, that is the treat of all treats.
Annie, we've lost all of our West Coast listeners right now. They have no idea what we're talking about.
We haven't lost them. We've blessed them with a new knowledge of something they did not know existed.
Again,
so you guys, get
fun.
Some boiled peanuts.
Yes, I love it.
That's right.
All right. I don't know where we're going now, Annie. Annie Downs is a best-selling author, New York Times author, by the way, best-selling author. Got a brand new book out, Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. Annie, we talk a lot about the horrible things happening in this country, and I'm telling you, I think your book is one of these for such a time as this projects.
Yeah, thank you. I hope so, too, because, you know, one of the beautiful things we get to do as faith people is as it feels like the world gets darker and darker, which who can know, right? Because we didn't live 500 years ago, but we get to bring light, and everybody gets to bring light to the world in a way that they are specifically gifted. And mine's just a little bit strange that fun is kind of the thing we talk about, but I really think it is a real intentional bridge that can bridge people to Jesus.
So let's talk about older folks. Maybe you've lived your life and you think, well, there's no way I can really get out of the rut. You know, is it possible to get out of the rut? And what are some steps that we can do to make that happen?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I was just saying to some friends that I'm in my 40s and I'm watching one of my friends in her 50s just go through this real new exercise journey where she's learning all these new exercises and loving it. And I'm so inspired by it because what she's saying to me and her behavior is like, hey, you're never too old to learn something new, to try something new. Now, I'm 42. I'm not going to pick up skateboarding probably, but there are some things in the world that there's so much I have left to learn and left to do. So no matter what your age is, there is still fun to be had, whether it's going back to some of your favorite things like playing piano or books you read as a child, or even going back and gardening or I don't know, start doing a puzzle in your house with your friends and family, you know, all that, all those fun things are limitless as far as age is concerned. So don't be afraid to try something new or to pick something up that you used to love.
All right. I'm going to give this a shot. You know, I'm in my early 50s, so
okay.
I may try the exercise thing.
Okay. Hey, listen, getting outside and walking can be really fun. Any chance we get to move our bodies as best we can with what we're able to do is just a gift, and I love being outside. So that's one of my plans today, too.
Real, but careful there, because we're in Memphis. We're just right down the interstate. It's like 100-something degrees outside.
It
so.
Is so hot, you guys. How are we going to do this?
Oh, sweet mercy.
So
all right.
We need boiled peanuts and Coke and just sit in our houses.
I love it. That's with the air conditioner on high. I love it.
Yes, yes.
All right. The book is out tomorrow, everybody. You got to get yourself a copy. We have a direct link to it on our live show blog. It's called Chase the Fun. 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. Annie Downs, great to have you with us. We're going to get you back on the show. We got to have more fun on the show.
Hey, I'm available to you anytime. I'll come fun coach you whenever you're ready. Thank you guys so much.
All right, fun coach. Grace, we got to have a fun coach. That would be fun. All right. Do you like a whistle, Annie? Is that like a hat, whistle, like football
just
coach?
Confetti poppers. That's still part of the fun coaching. So Grace is already on the way with that confetti popper. Here
All
we go.
All right. Annie Downs, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker Line. Thanks, Annie. I'm not sure about the confetti popper, only because I have a heart condition.
And yeah, it might be a little scary there. You want me to just run into the studio and start popping off confetti? Like,
don't
want to
keel over.
Every time we add a new radio station, just run in and start popping them off.
Oh, you're going to be popping all the time.
Uh-huh.
Now, I have the question, though, about she's the fun coach, like
yes.
A fun coach.
Yeah.
So that means no stadiums, no drills.
That's true. No, unless they're fun related.
Yeah. I mean, so you've got, I mean, what are like the calisthenics, fun calisthenics? That's what I'd be curious about.
I don't know. That's why we have to have her back on, and
we'll get her back on.
So,
yeah, the book is out, and we got a link to it, folks. Chase the Fun, 100 Days to Discover Fun Right Where You Are. All right, got to take a break. This is the Todd Stern Show. All right, let's get to the phone lines here. 844-747-8868. Michael in North Carolina, WSIC, wants to weigh in on Ukraine. Michael, what do you think's going on over there?
Well, it sounds like it's money laundering going on over there.
What do you think?
Well, I more than $8 billion of our tax money heading over there. Do you really think it's being used to fight the Russians?
Well, I've always said that Hollywood can make pictures, and if they make movies, they can make just about anything up for people to see on TV.
So. You see, this is what gets me, Michael, is I don't want to go down that path, but you really wonder when you've got the president out there doing the photo shoots with the celebrities. There's been so much corruption in Ukraine, and that's been happening for years. That's no secret. And yet they told us early on, you shut up, you don't ask questions, you salute the Ukrainian flag, and if you don't, you're an un-American Russia lover.
Well, I've just had a theory in mind that the Clintons and Obama and all of them are famous for squandering money here and there. I just think there's a little bit of that going on. Mm-hmm. I think they've got some offshore accounts over there, and I think there's a little bit of money laundering going on.
All right. Well, that is a good theory. Michael, appreciate the call. All I can tell you here, folks, is something doesn't smell right about all of this, and it never has. 844-747-8868. That's our telephone number. So there is a crazy story from Washington State. Home Depot. You have one of these wackadoodle nut jobs. And she, we're beginning to discover that all of these leftists that are out there are flaming racist, nasty pieces of work. And one of them got captured on video going after a couple of Home Depot workers. I want you to take a listen to what happened.
Mommy?
You heard me.
Say it again. I didn't hear you. What'd you say to me?
Your own country.
Go tell me.
Hi. Okay, you need to leave, man.
He's being rude. You're being rude.
No, I'm not being rude. You need to leave.
No,
you're not more customer. You need to leave.
Oh, I'm not a customer?
You're not
a customer. So I want my thousands of dollars I spend here back every day.
No, leave.
Leave. So then give me my thousands of dollars. Give me my thousands of dollars.
Nope.
Give me my thousands of dollars back. Then give me my thousands of dollars back. Cool, you're getting fired. 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 I said, I'm not leaving. Call the cops. I've done nothing wrong. I'm trying to buy something. And he's like, I'm not discounting anything. I'm not selling you anything. Get out of my store. Like pushing me out. Like walking me out. Not touching me, but like pushing me basically out. And then I turn around and you're going to be rude. Go back to your country. Go back to your country, because he wasn't from here. That was it. And I mean this sincerely. For all the people in the back, if you ain't going to respect Americans, go back to your country. Respect is earned, not given. Don't be rude and working customer service for one. So I turn around, I say, go back to your country and learn some manners before you come here. Whatever the I said, spitfire, as always. You know how I do. That was it.
All right.
Back in New York, the word.
Okay, good, good. We're good. We're good. We're good. We're good. Her name is Amanda Marie, and she runs a website called artvangrow.com. She lives in one of these tiny people houses. No, she's not a midget. She lives in a tiny, these little houses. It's kind of all the rage with millennials now, and these tiny houses. And she's basically one of these wackadoodle nutjob leftists. She's a minimalist on a self-growth journey, just living life authentically while inspiring others to do the same. Whew, what a nut job she is. Unbelievable. All right, another story. We have five or six more athletes dropped dead over the weekend. Is that about right? It's getting bad out there, and sadly, a lot of these kids were vaccinated, and now they're just dropping. An airline pilot is speaking out about this. Cut number 12.
My name is Bob Snow. I'm a captain. Been a captain for a number of years. My total service with the company is over 31 years. On November 7th, I was mandated to receive a vaccine. Quite literally, I was told if I did not receive the vaccination, I would be fired. This was from our director of flight. So, under duress, I received the vaccine. Now, just a few days ago, after landing in Dallas, 6 minutes after we landed, I passed out. I coded. I required three shocks. I I need to be intubated. I'm now in the ICU in Dallas. This is what the vaccine has done for me. I will probably never fly again, based upon the criteria that the FAA establishes for pilots. I was hoping to teach my daughter to fly. She wants to be a pilot. That will probably never happen. All courtesy of the vaccine. This is unacceptable, and I am one of the victims. You can see that this is the actual result of the vaccine for some of us. Mandatory, no questions asked, get the shot or you're fired. This is not the American way.
All right. There, I mean, you hate it, and he's not the only pilot. There was a doctor in the Air Force who's been documenting this, and she got in a world of trouble because she pointed out that a big problem in the Air Force, these mandated vaccines, all of a sudden you had pilots, young pilots, that developed heart problems they did not have, which means they're no longer allowed to fly airplanes. So I hate it for this pilot. I just hope that he can sue the living daylights out of his employer. But it's a tragedy. And you do wonder, and I will say this, you do wonder what the end game of these vaccines, what the end game really was. Because a lot of the people that were pushing these vaccines are the depopulation crowd, Bill Gates chief among them. And now all of a sudden you have people just dropping dead for no apparent reason, who have been vaccinated. And it does make you wonder what's really going on here. So, again, we have said this from day one. Consult with your doctor before you get a needle stuck into your arm. But be aware that there are some very nefarious people out there that are proponents of all of this. Just saying. All right, folks, been a good show. A lot more. We didn't get to a lot of the stories. We're going to try to get those in tomorrow. ToddStearns.com is the website. Download our podcast if you haven't done that. This is the Todd Stearns Radio Show.
Three-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.